Chazal tell us 24 zugos 1,000 talmidim 12,000 zugos talmidim hoyloi לרב עקיבא וכולם מייסו בין פסח לעצרס משום שלא נוהגו כובד זה בזה כולם מייסו שלא נוהגו כובד זה בזה And the Mefarshim explain, Avada de Pshat is not that punk when Pesach la'atzeres le'inogu kovid ze beze. The whole year they were okay, punk, and this kufa something happened that she le'inogu kovid ze beze. 24,000 talmidim, all of them punk, and this month stopped to be no kovid ze beze. And the Mefarshim explain, Avada the whole year was a chisoron, was a lack of nogu kovid ze beze. No, the Tviya was in this Tkufa. The Tviya, the money was in this Tkufa. Why? Because this Tkufa is a Bazundere Tkufa that the Achonet, the Kabbalah Satoiro, the Zman is Mesugal for a person to grow, to become a Talmid Chochem. This is the Zman of Mesugal that a person has to work in Esrim al Arbaim Veshmoyim Kinyone Ateire. And this time that is a Zman HaMesugal, the Tviya became starker. And in this Zman, Val was a Tviya, B'meile they died. Because this is Hecher HaTek, it's not Stam. Yeah, it's Achon HaLeshvuas, it's a time, a Bezunder, a special time. It's Bechefze, it's different kind of time. It's Bekroiva HaKodesh, as even Beisam Migdosh, as a Moiro Migdosh, a person is Shtuya Yain, Me'arim bekovasum lifnei ha'mizbeach b'yomusu, but it's a hecher place, it's a higher madrege. These days is a different matzav, it's a different days. It's a days of the achon lekabbalah satire, yom ha'mesugolim to grow to shtag in teire and a meshuna dikevek. And at that time, talmid chachomim shereinog u'kovid zeh b'zeh, b'meile was a bazunder etviya, was a bazunder etviya in this special time. All of us know Chazal tell us that Rav Akiva didn't learn until he was 40. He was Am Haaretz. Rav Akiva calls himself Kshoyisi Am Haaretz, Hoyisi Oimer Miiteli Talmid Chochem VeNashchenu Kechamoyr Loi Kneshichas Kelev Sheyesh Refuah LeMakoso Kneshichas Chamoyr Kshoyisi Am Haaretz. Rav Akiva says Kshoyisi Am Haaretz. When I was Am Haaretz. And when he was 40 years old, he saw the water makes a hole in the rock. And he said, if the water could make a hole in the rock, the Torah could come inside me. And he went and he learned and he became Rabbi Akiva. And the Kasha is famous. Rabbi Akiva is Am Haaretz for 40 years. He sees the water makes a hole in the rock. So we know that the water makes a hole in the rock. So why we don't turn to become Rav Akiva? If this is what it causes from Am Haaretz to Talmid Chochem to know that the water makes a hole in the rock, so why we don't become? Why we don't become Talmid Chachamim? We know the water can make a hole in the rock. No, the answer is. The Mefarshim say like this, I heard. Rabbi Akiva wanted to learn all of his life, but it didn't go. He tried. He couldn't chap a line of Gemara, it just didn't go in. He was so frustrated. Mishitali Talmid Chochem and Ashchenu Kechamoyr, he started to hate. But he really wanted. When he saw the water makes a hole in the rock, he said, there's a chance. I mean, my heart is not worse than my rock. Eventually it will go in. He tried more and it went in. We don't have that rotzen. If we would have that rotzen, which is the only problem would be that we can't. So if we know that the water can make a hole in the rock, we will become Talmidei Chachamim. Chazal say, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Rabbeinu, Heiro HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeMoshe Dor Dor VeDor Shov Dor Dor VeChachomov. Hiro Akiva Ben Yosef, he showed him Rabbi Akiva, שהוא יוישב ודוירש תילי תילים של הלוכה על כל קוץ וקוץ. So for Torah, they have the tagging, it's called a קוץ. תילי תילים של הלוכה על כל קוץ וקוץ. Omar, so Moshe told the Bashefer, Im yesh lecha akiva b'yosef b'ilomecho, if you have Rabbi Akiva at the noisen teira al yodi, why are you giving the teira to me? Omar shteik, kachos. Shteik in Chazal, that Rabbi Akiva had such a neshama gvoyo, a hecher and neshama, that Ribbono Shel Olam really want, that Moshe Rabbeinu felt that he's the right one to give over the Torah. Yesh lecha akiva ben yosef b'ilomecho v'atonoisen teiro al yodi. Give the Torah to Rabbi Akiva. Why you have to give the Torah to me? But what was the nisayon of Rabbi Akiva when he came down to this world? The nisayon was not to battle tzach ben asdorim. The nisayon was not to read a book, to play ball, or chas v'shalom worse. No. He didn't have such a nisayon bichlal. He had a new kind of nisayon. Ich bin gonisht. There's no chance I'll become a Talmid Chochem. I will never know Shas Be'il. I will never be a Pesach Ador. I will never be a Rabot. Not Shaykh. He gave up. Aber Lemaise, he was in the Shome of Rabbi Akiva, of 24,000 Talmidim. Of Rabbi Akiva, Shehalochi Kemoisei Bechol Mokoyim. Shesor Kupsori Memasri Kishon Barzel, the God of Lador. A person could be 40 years old, and he's struggling with the nisayon that he's a nobody, and there's no chance that he could become a Talmid Chochem. He never could know Kiddushin from side to side in a zman. No chance that he would know the Masechta back and forth. Nah. He would never could become a Talmid Chochem. Maybe a good balabos, maybe. And then behind him is the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was 40. No one here is 40. He was 40. And this was his nisayon. I can't learn. What do you say? Maybe Punk Rabbi Akiva was a choshev person, and Punky had such a nisayon. But because I can't chab the sugya, who said if I will learn, I'll become Rabbi Akiva? Who said I will become Rabbi Akiva? Now the answer is, Taisa says in Ksuvis, when Rabbi Akiva, you know, when he got married to the daughter of Kalba Savua, so her father threw him out of the house and he made a neder, he would not give them nothing from the nechosim. Later, he wanted to be matir the neder. So he came to Rabbi Akiva and he told Rabbi Akiva, you know, I have charote, I made such a neder. So Rabbi Akiva told him, Zaloch Peisrim Pesach, Ilu Ave Yodas, if you would know that your son-in-law would know Mishnayas, you would make a neder. He said, I died to the Ochilo in Adam. If I would know that, Amalei mutaloch, mutaloch, mutaloch. Frek teisves, ez ha'aloche ein matirim benoilach. You can't be matir a neder of something that was unexpected. Ez ha'amoretz, you can't read the word halav beis konish. To be matir the neder, ein poisrim benoilach. V'yashlema zek teisves, ein ze noilach. Shechazoke hoilech lilmoid naase god. Everyone, not Rabbi Akiva, any Amor is 40 years old that can read, if he decides I will become the God of Lado, he will become the God of Lado. This has to be a starke achlote. A starke achlote. I can make it. I want to tell you, we're learning now Masechta Kiddushin. It's the Kinyonim of Ishus, the Kinyonim of Avdus. Teire has kinyonim. When I was a young bocher, I heard this from Abdon. I went to Panovich, I went to speak to him. He told me a person stands near Isha. He really wants that she'll be his wife. On kesef shtar v'bia, he mamish wants, he sends presents, the ganze talk with letters. If he doesn't say kesef shtar v'bia, she doesn't become his wife. It doesn't make a difference. The person stands near a field. He mamish wants to own the field. He jumps on it. If he doesn't pay money, it doesn't become his. Teire hot kinyonim. On kinyonim, the teire doesn't become yours. If you want the teire to become yours, you have to make a kinyon. What is the main kinyon? Im bechukoy say teleichu shetiyu ameilim batoiro. Im bechukoy say teleichu shetiyu ameilim batoiro. Onu ameilim vehem ameilim. Ono amelim umekabli mischar, amelim ein mekabli mischar. Yogato umotsoso taimin, yogato velo imotsoso al taimin, motsoso velo yogaso al taimin. Al taimin. Ez etna yogato. Yogato. Rashi says, the Gemara says, when a person learns later in Kiddushin, the Gemara says, that Tamid Chochem Shemochal al Kvoide, Kvoide Mochul, because Teire delay. He's kind of the Teire. Rashi says, Mishetorach bo delay. The Kinyan of Teire is Mishetorach bo. Every once, I'm not sure if Rav Shach said it, a person owns a house. He goes to the States for 10 years. He comes back, it's his. He opens the door, it's his. When a person owns the Teire, anytime when he comes to Seder and he opens the door, the Teire is with him. Some people they don't own. So every time when they come, they're visitors. They have to hope that the Teire will smile to them. Have to hope that the Teire will smile to them. The Teire will not smile to them. They can't get into it. If a person wants to own the Teire, is a tnai. Omol, hasmode. Rashi Menoche says that the omol atere, avada, the best the omol is to figure out a sugya, or by every shverkeit, a dire, a chavruse, a seat, headache, every tirche, as we go on the sugya there, Menoche Zavzai, every tirche that a person holds, it's Yegir shel Teiro, it's Amola shel Teiro, and this is the way Teiro is bekoine. Fakel, there's days that a person doesn't have to work hard. Everything is going for him. These are the days that he's walking in his house, but he's not buying new Teiro. Kivyochel, a person has to have, for Bizeicha and Teiro, a person has to have Amola shel Teiro, Yegiyos shel Teiro. We're starting a Zman, Baruch Hashem. We never finish, but we have a Ascholes. Kiddushin is a Masechta. Tzad Echor is Leicht. Tzad Sheni, everyone could be Mechadish. Everyone could be Moisif Neufich. It's a Leicht a Masechta. Everyone could has Chelik and Kinyan to figure a Sugya. On Irbet Take. Adnaite de Hochi. An arm is geres dav zayn amolo shel teiro. Seder is a seder. A guy that can't come in time to seder, don't show up at all. It disturbs them when someone shows up late. Don't leave the bismedrash. Baruch Hashem, a lot about the midrashas. A person feels he can't start on tzuv. Same thing in Shir. I'm asking not to come in the room after 12:10. I want to start sharp 12:10. Someone came late. This is behind the door. I have to start in time, every time. Chaval, I want to finish in time and start in time. Same thing night Seder. Same thing Friday. Omol v'yegiya shel Teiro. It's no musig, I'm shvach. I'm tired. I want everyone to know the Masechta from Kricho to Kricho. Gmore Rashi Teises v'trishoyni be'amolo shel Teiro. But b'yegiya atzumo. Biyegiya atzuma. And hopefully, be'ezus Hashem, ish nireu yehim al-chazak, Chazal say, ho beloy ho, avad etzoch levakish rachmi, mimi she'achoch meshloi, digmor en tzoch nide. We have to daven for siyata dishmaye, to daven for atzloche. And be'ezus Hashem, v'bizoy chetake, v'sen chelkeinu b'sen yosecho. Zog de mishne. Oishon niknes b'shloisho drochim v'koino es atzmo b'shtei drochim. Oishon niknes b'shloisho drochim v'koino es atzmo b'shtei drochim. Niknes b'kesef b'shtar u'bebir. And the Mishnah is Mazbe, Bekesev, Beshama Imrim, Bedinor, Beshove Dinor, Ubisil Elohimim, Bepruto, Beshove Pruto. Kamo Yipruto, Echon Mishmoina, Beisor, Aitalki. So it's not a Ore Bepshat, maybe later in the Sugis we will have an answer. Ailchor, we have Machlekes, Beshama, say Bedinor, Ubisil, say Bepruto. And then as a Loch, Shove Kesev, Kekesev. Why Sayan Beit Shamai, Sayan Beisilel, the Mishnah has to speak out bedino ubeshove dino, bepruto ubeshove pruto. Say b'shama yimun bedino, b'sila lo yimun bepruto, ubeshove kesef ke kesef. Why the Tana separated the two chidushim, bedino ubeshove dino, b'sila lo yimun bepruto ubeshove pruto? It's a or, I don't know if it's a kasha, but it's a or. Maybe in the sugars, we'll get to the sugars of Shove Kesef, we'll have a pesach zogdo. V'koina es atzmo begetu b'misa sayov. Zog the seif. Ayevomo nikres bebio. V'koina es atzmo bechalitza u'b'misa sayov. It's interesting that the Sisrid and the Rashash, both of them shtel on a or b'pshat. And the seife was out of the ratio. Isha koino is atzmo. She gets konui to the husband, and when she wants to re-buy herself back, is the koino is atzmo. In the sefer, it's not the same pshat. Hayevomo nikness, she's in a matzav of a yevomo, she's nikness to the yevom, but the koino is atzmo, it's not in the case that the yevom bought her. It's even in the case that the Yovam did not buy her. Not even, only in the case that the Yovam did not buy her. She's Yoitza Bechalitza B'Misas HaYovam. If the Yovam, the Moshe, made a bee already, we'll see in Rashi, she needs a get. She's Eishas Ish. So the Vekoina is Atzmo, it's not after the Reisha happened. In the Sefer, her Isha Nikness, Vekoina is Atzmo, only after the Nikness. So it's not dum yidereisha. It's not going to be a stark kasha. But we'll see a lot of things in the Rishonim that they wanted to be shoved. The reisha and the sefer to be shoved. It's not the koina es atzmo. What do you tell me? But if she's not a yevama, a isha also. She's a isha. The Teretz says there's nothing what to buy if no one bought it. So here also. So okay. So the Me'orah, they just say that l'chura the sefer is not dum yidereisha. Aber tzu de tzu shomanu a chidush behilchis yibum. That the Yevomo, so Koino es Atzmo doesn't mean if it was a Yibum already. The Koino Atzmo means even before it was a Yibum, if she's in a Matzav of Yevomo, she wants to go back to her Matzav, she's Koino es Atzmo. Lechure, she's not Konu yet to the Yevom. What means she Koino es Atzmo? She's not Konu to the Yevom. Arei the Reisha state, a Yevomo Nikness. We're talking a Yevama that was not Nikness yet. So we see that the Zika is not stamped because it's a mitzvah Yibum as a Isu Zika. We see that the Zika is a issues a belonging to the Yavam, to the mess. If Zika will be stamped a Isu because she has to do Yibum, she's also to get married. So what is Vekoina is Atzma? State that she belongs already to the Yavam. But even so, state in the Reisha, a Yevomo Nikness is what to buy more. She's like half bought. She could be Nikness to be bought more, and she could be Koine Atzma from that half that she's Konui to be even less from that. Same? It's not a Kasha, just we see it in the Mishnah. That the Matzav of Yevomo, it's a Knuyo. It's not Stama Isu. When you learn Yevomos, it's a big shaylef. Yes, Zika, ain't Zika, what is the gather of Bichlal? If it's Tama Isul Parsha and the Teira, that a Yevomo can't get married till she does Yimun V'chalitza, or yes, Zika, ain't Zika. Here in Lechua, we see Klor in the Mishneh that is Epes. It's not Stam Dinim that she needs to do a Yibum, and because of that, she's not allowed to get married. They see Aishas Ameis Chutzra, she's Konu already to the Yevom, Agavisimos. Or to the issue Samez that goes over to the Yavam. And she has to be Koino Atzma from that matzah. Zog Rashi.
I see from here that
this
is not a case, it's only an issue, because
the
Rav's
not
understood by
Yavam. I don't know, we will see what. State Koino. State Nikmes, State Nishkinis. Alisha, Alisha, Alisha. We'll get to that. Zog Rashi. Or Isha Nikmes. So the Rishonim shtel, what is the word lebailo? The Rishonim were bothered that the word lebailo is extra. Avada is lebailo. And even if someone will say maybe not, so shtei that's the abad. So it's a sefer chidushim Maribe Rav and more. They want to say that Rashi came to Meforesh that it's legabi kiddushin and not legabi shifchus. Next Mishnayos is legabi shifchus. Legabi shifcho. But it's a derichai because Rashi in the Yovam says the same thing. Ayivam and nikness leYovam. And there you can't say, I mean, Ayivam is no shaykhus legabi shifchus. Only speak legabi issues. בשלוש הדרכים כדי מפורש ועוזי והי שולש לא שנקי והוא ובגימור בוי המי טוני לא שנקי וכוינו אס עצמו בשתי דרכים גרסים וכוינו אס עצמו ליאס בירשוסו להינוס אלאח So in this Rashi we'll start a little bit כוינו אס עצמו ליאס בירשוסו להינוס אלאח What is the kasha? The kasha is like this. Avadash is koina es atzmo liyos birshusa. Why Rashi adds lehinose leach? I will explain. Avada, when she's divorced, she's allowed to get married. Abelchu, the pshat is, when she's married, she's also to get, she's eishas ish. When she's ois married, she's ois eishas ish. Val, she's not eishas ish. Bemele, she's mutol leinos. So l'chula, the shayla, if she's allowed to get married to someone else or not, we'll call it, it's a poyal yoytze. Val, she's not married, she's not eishes ish, so she's muto. Some should just hold, if someone gets divorced, they don't have to cover their hair. She's not eishes ish anymore. So what the pshat? So the get is matted to not to cover their hair? No shaykhaz. The get makes eishes ish. When she's not eishes ish, it's no halachas. Eishes ish has to do a... Not Ishish, those things are lochas. So Avada, you're right, when she's not Ishish, she's muteres leinose. But in Rashi is mashma, that the kinyan is that liyis birshusa leinose leacha. She's buying out by a get of a misa sabal, she's, this is what it's doing, it's buying her to give her permission to get married. Lechua, it's not the permission to get married, this is what it's giving her. It's not that it's giving you the permission to get married. The yesod is that she's birshus atzmo. She's oisei shesish. It's not a starke kasha. It's a ore beloshen Rashi that is mashma li is birshus oli nosa leacher. This is the chefze of the matter. And I will explain. We have a machlekes Rabbi Seinu. We know ishesish is also to get married to everyone. She's ishesish. Val she's eishes ish, it's a chiyuv kores, chiyuv misa b'de odom, chene. Why ain't kiddushin toifsim b'eishes ish? She's married to one person, and someone else gives her k'maisa kiddushin. Why ain't kiddushin toifsim b'eishes ish? So b'pashtas, val she's arayas, and we know ain't kiddushin toifsim b'arayas. I'll explain. You want to marry your sister. Kiddushin are not toifas, right? Why? She's not married, she's single. He wants to marry your mother. Even she's not married. Arayas. So Ishazish is also Arayas. The Pnei Yeshua and Gittin Mem Gimel came to be Mechadish, that is another reason why Ein Kiddushin Toifsim Be Ishazish. He's going on the Gemara of Shifcha Charufa. Shifcha Charufa, Lefi the Sugi Diris, Chotzi Eved V'Chotzi Ben Choyrim. That an Eved was Mekadesha. Evedi was Mekadesha. So Kiddushin Toifsim, but she was only a Chatzi. She's Chatzi Shifcho, Shifcho Knaini, so ain't Kiddushin Toifsim. So she's Chatzi Mekudeshes. Normally the Gemara will say in the Zayin that you can't be Mekadesha Chatzi Isho, but here Val is only a Chatzi, so the Kiddushin are Toifes. The Gemara says, Habo'oleo Be'oshom Tolu. She doesn't have a din of a fully Eishes Ish. Shifcho Charufo, that Chetzi Baschoirim, the Chetzi Shifcho, the Shinesua, Levet, that Aboaleo, Beosham Tolui. Beosham. She's a Ishasish, but she's a leichter Ishasish. A leichter Ishasish. Now, it's Poshut to the Pnei Yeshua that someone else cannot be Mekadesh. She's a Chatzi Shifcho, Chatzi Baschoirim, Mekudeshus Levet Ivri. Now another person wants to be Mekadosh. It's Poshut to the Pnei Yeshua that the second person cannot be Mekadosh. Why? Why was Poshut to him? I can tell you by my Rav Muzgo, because there's a Gemara that is Le'mashkachas lo eishe shtei meisim. Could never be a lady that is married to two people. And B'chai Gavne, if Kiddushin Taifsim bo, Mashkachas lo, la meshame. Was Poshut to the Pnei Yeshua she'ein Kiddushin Taifsim bo. Frank the Pnei Yeshua, why? She's not a Raias. Habole Abosham. It's not Chiyuv Misa. It's not Chorus. Habole Abosham. So Frank the Pnei Yeshua. So why ain't Kiddushin Tovsim bo? Chotzi Eved v'chotzi Bas Choyrim. Shemekudeshes, why ain't Kiddushin Tovsim bo? Zog the Pnei Yeshua and Gitin HaYesoy. That the reason ain't Kiddushin Tovsim bo is she says, it's not because she's a Erve. She's sold out. She gave herself to the Baal. How she could give herself to someone else? She doesn't have a yad. She's mekudeshes. She gave over herself. So while she gave over herself completely, she doesn't have a yad. She doesn't have a moker. B'meile, ain't kiddushin teifsim bo. As I zog the Pnei Yeshua. Davni miluim. Zeh in Yosef Kotten Dalet Zog da Avne Miluim Chas V'shol Kiddushin Toifsim Bo. She's not a Rayas. And he has a Raya. Ikar Chele, the Ikar Raya from the Avne Miluim is in the Gemara by us in Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Is it often the Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Beis by us? Minayin She'ein Kiddushin Toifsim Be'esh Asish Zog the Gemara Hekeshe de Rabbi Yoino. Hukshu kol ha'arayas le'adodi. Azei ve'ein kiddushim toifshim ba'achoysoi. Ein kiddushim toifshim ba'ishasach. Ba'imoi. Ein kiddushim toifshim ba'ishasich. Mefurash ha'gimore that the reason that ein kiddushim toifshim because she's arayas. V'meile, chotzi shivcho b'chotzi ben choyim that is not arayas. Kiddushim toifshim. V'meile, da'av nemiluim is choylek ad epnei Yeshua. V'mai merab muzgo. Often the Gemara against the Pnei Yeshua. So the Chazanish, Kilach Aryad, answers it. Zog the Chazanish, the first Yisrael. For sure the Pnei Yeshua has made it, there is another Chisoron, that she's a Rayas. There's two reasons why Ein Kiddushin Tovsim Be'Ishasish. One reason is because she's a Rayas, and one reason Ein Kiddushin Tovsim, because she's gone, she's taken, she's sold. Zog the Chazanish. Where is the Nafkamina? The halacha is, if you marry a lady and you have a kid, it's your son. If you marry a lady without kiddushin, it's also your son. What if you marry a sister and you have a kid? It's my mamza. If you marry a yeshishish and you have a kid, it's a mamza. Why? The Mishnah Sigmor says, when you marry chai v'krisis, kol she'ein kiddushin toifsim bo, havlad mamza. Kol she'ein kiddushin toifsim bo, avlad mamza. Chavilavim, not allowed to marry, the vlad is not mamza. Grusha, chalutza, mamza, nosim, mamza, yeah, nosim. But the vlad is not mamza. But kol she'ein kiddushin toifsim bo, avlad mamza. Zokter Azeh. If the ain kiddushin toifsim bo because she's gone, because she sold to someone else, the vlad is not a mamza. If you marry a shoita, is the vlad is a mamza? Regular girl, she's a shoyter. The vlad is a mamza? No, why not? I can't make a kiddushin. Technical, honish can das. She sold to him. But it's not the pshat that ain't kiddushin toivsim because she's a erve. For being mamzer, you have to be shein kiddushin toivsim while it's a erve. Now listen to Givaldik the Chazanish. Zog the Chazanish, if you see inside Samach Zayin, it's going on the Mishneh. The Mishnah says in Daf Samach Zayin, before Mishnah Samach Zayin, the Mishnah says, Zeh Klal. The Mishnah is in Samach Vav Amud Beis. כל מוקים שיש קידושים ואין עבירה הבלד, כל מוקים שאין קידושים הבלד, מה זה? This is the Mishnah Samach Vov. The Mishnah Samach Zayin, the Gemara is coming to explain why the Vlad is a mamzer. So she can't say the Svor of the Pnei Yeshua. What she will say the Svor of the Pnei Yeshua? Because it's gone? Because it's no Yad? Because she's not, it's nothing more to be Mekadosh because she sold herself to the first person? Oh, but the Gemara there is coming to explain the Mishnah of Vlad Mamzer. If you want to explain the Mishnah of Vlad Mamzer, the reason the Vlad is Mamzer is only because Ein Kiddushin Toivsim Mitzad Akesha de Rabbi Yoino. Because she's a Erve. Why she's a Erve, Ein Kiddushin Toivsim Mitzad Akesha de Rabbi Yoino? So Mele, Vlad is Mamzer. So Mele, Zog de Chazanish, we have two dinim. We have one din that the Vlad is a Mamzer because Akesha de Rabbi Yoino, Ein Kiddushin Toivsim, she's a Rayas. And we have another halacha that you can't make kiddushin. Technically, where is the nafkamina? You will have it. Of a person shivcha harufa, she's mekudeshes, and someone else will do a bi and he will have a kid. The vlad will not be a mamzer. Lefi daf the milui will not be a vlad mamzer because kiddushin taifsim. But even lefi daf the Yeshua she'ein kiddushin taifsim, aber a vlad will not be mamzer. For being a vlad mamzer, you need to have shei kiddushin toivsim al tzaerve. You need to be that al tzaerve in kiddushin toivsim. If it's not al tzaerve, so then you don't say a vlad mamzer. But mele, why is shesishim kiddushin toivsim ba? So it's not enough for the Gemara to say the reason is because it's gone, because she sold herself, there's nothing left. The Gemara has to say the drosha. The Achronim say another nafkemine, the machlekes from Yeshua and Chazanish. What would be if two people married together? Two people go over to a lady and say, "Arev mekudeshesli." Says the Gemara, "Kol she'ene bezeach hazeh." So, "Kol she'ene bezeach hazeh." Afilu bevasach hazeh, right? It's not loch. "Kol she'ene bezeach hazeh." Afilu bevasach hazeh. And if two people want to marry one lady, no one is married. So Gemara and Kamon Daf Nun and Aleph, Kol Sheinu Bezeach Hazeh Afilu Bevasach Hasena. So if you try to make kiddushin to two ladies, Bevasachas, Shtayim Bevasachas, it's not chal. Kol Sheinu Bezeach Hazeh Afilu Bevasach Hasena. What would be if you sell a karka to two people together? What happens? They become shutfim. Why you don't say Kol Sheinu Bezeach Hazeh Afilu Bevasach Hasena? I sell one karka to two people together. So they become shufim, right? Say kol she'ene b'zeach hazeh afilu b'zeach hazeh. So why in a lady you don't say it? So the teretz is, because by a lady, he's only the Reb Chaim and Sefer. It's a stira. If I'm a stira to him, he's a stira to me. So but Mashenken and Asada, the reason you can't sell it to one person then to the other person is because it's God. Oh, but what if you mekadesh ha'isha together, two people? So if the reason would be only as the Pnei Yeshua should be married to two people. But what is another halacha that it's a rayas? So the marriage is not mekudeshes. So we have nafkeminas. But as the gzeras hakosu, mamzer. As gzeras hakosu, bevasachas kenat bichal. Only as the gzeras hakosu, b'shivcha harufu that is no chayev kores, kiddushin taivsim. As then the Pnei Yeshua is mechadesh, that is another reason she'en kiddushin taivsim because it's gone. I heard once we talk with Chochem, another nafkemine, Shmuchach, the Rambam in Perek Dalet Milchis Melochim says that a melech could marry who he wants. Lekeach lo inoshi mimishu roitze. So if the Isur, if the reason you can't marry a lady because she belongs to someone, the melech could come and he has a right to take away his wife. She belongs to you. I want to be Mekadosh. I have a koyach to mafkir. But if it's a Isur, even the kiddushin of the melech and not toifas. If the reason would be she's gone, you're right, she belongs to you, but the melech could take away the sada from you. So he would have a right to be mekadesh, even if she belongs to you. Ken zayin. Backly in your name. Mikol makim, we have a machleikas. That Yeshua was mekadesh, that the reason you can't marry a ishasish, it's not only because she's osur, she's a ishasish, it's a sakos to vacation the rabbiyane, she's a kiddushin toifsim. As another zach, while she's mekudeshes, she's taken, she's ochus by the first person, and Memele, the second person cannot be Mekadosh. So the Velt wanted to say that this is the Pshat in Rashi. V'koinos atzma liyosh b'rshuso lihinose le'acher. Zot Rashi, before she cannot be noise le'acher, and now she could. It's not a poyal yoitze. This is hein hein advorim. Before she was married to him, she did not have a koyach to marry someone else. Now she has a koyach to marry. Again, without the Pnei Yeshua, you can't say it. You could have the miluim. The reason she can't get married is a isu. Not because she buys herself, now she gets rights. The isu went off, but maybe she could be mekadesh to someone else. Oh, but if the Pnei Yeshua, the Welt wanted to learn Pshat and Rashi, liyos birshusa liinosa le'acher, the Pshat, because man that she's birshus bailo, she doesn't have a koyach liinosa le'acher. Now she has a koyach liinosa le'acher. And the MS can sign that the Meiri says it. Can sign the Meiri says it, because when the Meiri brings down Loshen, when he starts in the beginning, one line, Meiri says a Loshen. Omar HaMeiri, Keloi Maroish Nikmes LaMekadesh, Le'inyan Sheloi Acher Yochoy Lisko Isbo, ושאין אני תרס לשום אודם אויד בחיוב אלא בגט. Speaking about the Niskadeshes. האיש הניגס למקרה שלא יהיה אחר יוכל לסכיס בו, ושאין אני תרס לשום אודם אויד בחיוב אלא בגט. So he's speaking about the Gabi, what is the Kinyan? And he says, לעניין שלא יהיה אחר יוכל לסכיס בו. And also that she's also, aber chutzon that she's also shelo yuchal acher liskois bo. The kiddushin are that no one else could take her. Shelo yuchal acher liskois bo. These are the words. Shelo yuchal acher liskois bo. And also that she's also to marry someone else. Aber in Rashi it's not so mashma. Why? Because if Rashi says v'koino is atzmalius b'rshuso li'inose le'acher, it has to go on Yevomo. It's a klal in Rashi. If he's not mefarish in the Hemshech, it's the same hesber. So what is v'koino is atzmo? Li'is b'rshuso li'inose le'acher. We'll say pshat that she's allowed to marry someone, that she could get married to someone else. There is a machlekes in the Gemara in Yevomos im kiddushin toifsim b'yevom el hashuk, or ein kiddushin toifsim b'yevom el hashuk. Rav holds ein kiddushin toifsim b'yevom el hashuk. Dachzad tzadik beis. And Shmuel says kiddushin toifsim b'yevom el hashuk. So she's b'rshus atzmo li'inose le'acher even before koino es atzmo. So what would be the koino es atzmo? Again, if you're right, we're not learning now legabi lekatchile. We speak about legabi kiddushin toifsim. But if we up teaching the Rashi, li'es b'rshus li'inose le'acher, not legabi isurim ve'eteir. I will explain myself. We started. What was bothering us? She becomes Bushus Atzmo. She's Oishishishish. Bemele, she's Muta. So we were trying to say that Rashi is not discussing the Isur Ve'eter. Rashi is explaining that when she's Oishishish, Ein Kiddushin Toysimo, she's taken. And that's the Ligabi Da'aveh. Lefidit Me Yeshua. And a Yibum, she's Lefidit Shmur, she's not taken. Also, Lechur, Rashi had to say, not Ligabi Lehinos Le'achem. Rashi had to say, Liyos b'shusa liyiskadesh le'achem. What is lehinose le'achem? Lehinose is nesuyim. Lochin nire sherashi es kepshutoi. Koino es atzmo liyos b'shusa lehinose le'achem that she's allowed to get married. Not a shalit, so why Rashi has to say it? Could be it's the only nafkimine. Why Rashi is saying it? Liyos b'rshuso lehinose le'acher. I'm saying again, it's not such a kasha, but it's a ore b'pshat. I will say the pshat and then you understand what we're trying to fadin here. The Gemara says in Amud Beis, what is kiddushin? The osar lo akule alme kehekdush. Tesis explains, and we'll see it in Amud Beis, that the pshat is azeh. That what is hekdush? You could learn pshat, I'm making a chalois hegdash. And Tesis explains, hegdash is, I'm saying no one else could touch it. It's muvdal la shomayim. Lashon Kiddushin is not Stam, I'm a Kaddish you, I'm giving you a Chalois Kiddushin, I'm Mafrish you, and I'm asking you on Kule Alma, and you miyuchedesli. I will explain it a little bit. There's a Ran in the beginning of the last Perek of Gittin. The Ran says the following Chiddush. It's a Mandaoma that a person can Mekaddish Aisha Chutz Miploini. Arayad Mekudeshes, Ruben says, Arayad Mekudeshes, Chutz Mishimen. Shimon comes and says, Arayad Mekudeshes, Chutz Miruven. Zog the Ran, the Kiddushin of Shimon is garnish. Because on everyone else, she's also already. And on Reuben, he never asked it. So what is the Kiddushin here? It's no Musik Chalois Kiddushin. Chalois Kiddushin is, you marry to me and not to him. The Chavtze of Kiddushin is, Zezer Zog Deran. Arayam Mekudash is Lekulam Chutz Mishimen. So she's, Eishasish Chutz Megabi Shimen was never a Maise. Now Shimen says, Arayam Mekudash is Chutz Mireuben. Zog Deran, so Legabi, who is an Efkimina in this marriage? Legabi no one. What do you mean Gabi Noah? She's married to Shimon now. Enki is an avow married to Shimon. Married to Shimon means that Reuven cannot have you. This is the Chefze of Kiddushin. Gufo shall get. Areat muteres lechol odom. Why is Gufo shall get? Gufo shall get had to be areat le'atzmech. V'meleach muteres lechol odom. The teres is Gufo shall get areat muteres lechol odom. The Chefze of Kiddushin is We touch him, as Hashem will see in the Hemshech. The Chavtze of Kiddushin is not a kinyan to me and the mele you also to everyone. It's the opposite. You meyuchad to me and you're not allowed to be with no one else. This is Maisa Kiddushin. It's not that I'm picking a Isha to myself and the mele she's also. I'm saying you to myself and you're not to no one else. And when I divorce you, I'm telling you, you're allowed to be with everyone else. And the mele you're not mine. I even don't have to say Areat le'atzmech. Gufo shall get, I matter you. I only could do it with a get. It's with a kinyan. Lies b'rshuso. But what I'm giving you back, the permission to marry everyone else. When I married you, I took away the permission. This is Gufo shall get. Areat muteres lechol odom. Rashi here is not stam Rashi. Rashi is explaining what is happening in a get. What is happening in the get? Arei birshuso lihinose leacher. Why I'm saying it? It's pshat. It's poshut pshat divrei Rashi. Rashi is explaining, and again, one nafkemina we see already in Deran, seen on Mudbez, a lot of nafkeminas, that Lu Yitzuya, the second guy, says, why? She's married to Shimon. Nafkemina, now she's married to him. He's could matter the dorim is nafkaminas if she's married or not. So the Ran, no, if in this kiddushin everyone was also anyways, and on Reuven Shimon said chutz, this kiddushin didn't ask her, no one. It's not a ma'aseh kiddushin.
The Kasha story means, why do we have to explain that here?
Because this is koino es atzmo. The chevze of koino es atzmo. It's not. We didn't explain why Rashi. We had a kasha if she becomes muta, and then grada she's allowed to get married. What is nugia to the koino es atzmo? It's not grade. This is the get. I'll tell you, ask you why Rashi speaks it out. It's be'etzem, it's not a Rashi, it's a Gemara. We have two zach in Koines Atzmo. Get, the Misa Sabal. Zog the Gemara in Yud Gimel, beget, minolo. Gemara says that she's muta. It says, ve'kosav lo sefer krisus, ve'holcho ve'oiso li'ishachem. Elo be'misa Sabal minolo, svoreu. Who osar lo, who hitir lo. Understand? State in the Mishnah that she's muta to get married now? She's koines atzmo. Maybe she's osu. The Gemara understood, what is koines atzmo? Koines atzmo means that she's muta. Rashi is repeating the Gemara. Koines atzmo means she's muta to get married. It's not grade she's muta. Like Limosho. We'll see later, maybe in the Rashi, in the Yevamo, as Nafkemines, in the Yevamo, Legabe Yerusha, could be more Nafkemines. Could be Nafkemines. But the Noisef, Koines Atzmer or not, is Legabe Lihinose Leacha. So Zuchinu del Be'etzem, we stole two drochim how to learn the Rashi. One derech is the Iker Kinyan she gets back herself. Why Rashi says leinosu leacher? Because Rashi learns it's not a poyal yoitze. Dos is gufa. When she's bought, she cannot be mekadesh herself because she belongs to him. Now that she's back by herself, she could tafsi b'kiddushin. And Rashi was merames the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. This is the way the Velt learned the Rashi. And we are saying Rashi means kipshutoi, that she's allowed to get married. Why Rashi is saying it? Avada, she's allowed to get married after she's divorced. It's not Avada, she's allowed to get married. This is the koinos atzmo. Why? Because the chefze of divorce is not I'm taking off my reshus. Maybe it's no musa given of my reshus. The way it is, osa la kula al meke hegdesh, yu miyuched asur la oilom, u muvdel esli. Gufa shel get, I matir you to the oilom. Again, where is exactly the nafkaminas? We'll have to see. We mentioned the Vayel Deran, that the Ran has episode nafkamina b'chai gavne. Zog Rashi weiter. Bekesef u b'shtar meforish b'braise b'gemore, noisel lo kesef o isho b'kesef, v'oimer lo areat mekudeshes li. Shtar koisel lo alanayor, afa pishen o isho b'prute areat mekudeshes li. Bio boleo v'omar iskat shili b'bio zud, וכולו יוליף מקרוי תאמד לבית שם עם הפורש בגמור. So it's interesting. When we see this Rashi, Rashi brings down כסף, שטר וביה. And Rashi is מחלק in the צורה of the מייסה קידושי. And כסף, Rashi says, נויסן לו כסף אשר בכסף, ואוימר לו הרי את מקודשס. I'm not going in now to the shayla of the Rashi you say before you give or after you give. Noisen v'oimer, oimer v'noisen, but we'll leave this. It's another shmuz. The Baal will learn it the way what we do today. We say and then we give. But v'oimer l'arev mekudeshes. Why Rashi says that v'oimer? State in Rashi, you have to say, when alta amira, she's not mekudeshes. And they state in Rashi. Now, the shaila is, and I want to be madgish, why you have to have amira? Stop to know what he wants. Rashi will not have to mention the Mishneh Bo'imel. We have to know how we know. The Mishneh is the Kinyonim. The Moshe Rashi has to say, if he's a Shoyter, it's not good. If the room is dark and he doesn't know what he's doing. But the basin has to find out that we know what the guy is doing. The Achronim of Medayik in this Rashi is Be'etzim Gemor and Dafei, that is a Din Amire in Kiddushim. Now, what this amire means, if it's a din, a maise amire, or if it's a din to show the giladas out in your mouth, that we'll have to learn in the sugyas. Now, miyad Rashi is mamshich in shtar, and Rashi doesn't say amire in shtar. Rashi says, shtar koisev lo ala nayor, afa pishayin eshove pruta areyad mekudeshesli. He writes, it's a gemara in daftes, the gemara is talking like Abbe Bitoit, so why I'm asking it on Rashi, not on the Gemara? Because the Gemara can say Lav Dafke. So why in Rashi we can't say Lav Dafke? Because the next line, Bio, Bo Leo, Vorimer Iskat Shili, Bebio Zu. So Sayin Kesef, Sayin Bia, Rashi was Madgish De Amir. And in Shtar Rashi is not Madgish De Amir. Medayik Rabbi Seinu Achroinim from Rashi, that in a Shtar you don't have to have an Amir. Now, interesting. Rashi al Arif and Shtar also says Voimel. Rashi al Arif. Shtar shekoisel al Nir Avim shel Pruta v'noisen lo v'oimer kein v'noisen lo again the Nesine Noch v'Amire v'oimer kein. Interesting. The Meiri brings down two shittas. Klore machlekes. If you have to have a Amira b'shtar, you don't have to have a Amira b'shtar. The Meiri has two shittas. So the Chur in our Rashi is mashma shtika, like the shita that you don't have to have. What is the avonah that you don't have to have? So the Meiri himself says. It says in the shtar. And the Meiri explains. Bekesef, if you don't say, we could think maybe he gave the kesef l'shem pikon. Again, the maybe I'm not saying, oh no, we take it, don't know, or is the din to know clear? We'll have to map Gishneider. What is the din? And Mammonis also you have to say? When you go in the store and you buy, you have to say, Harezel Hashem. We'll see later. But what you need to have, because we don't know, maybe I'm giving the money some. Aber b'shtar steht in the shtar. Arat mekudeshesli. This is the svara of the shittas that you don't have to. Now the shaila is, why the other shittas hold that you have to? Oh, well, in a second, very good, in a second. So the shaila is like this. So what is the other tzad that you have to say amira b'shtar? Why you have to have amira b'shtar? So if we'll say that it's mamisha din amira, so it could be the din amira is the din amira bepe. And ksiv is laf kedim. Again, we don't know what is that din amira. So someone to say, oh, those are the machlekes. If it's only a umdene de muchach, so b'meile b'shtar, I don't need umdene de muchach. If it's a din amira, or you could say, no, lekula alme is a din amira. The shail is, if this is considered amira, or this is not considered amira. This will have to be mevarer. What is the ve'oma? Now. It's another orado. Kveiger is Mitzayan, it's a Tiseften, the Yerushalmi. It says, V'koyse l'anir, afal pishayin l'shove pruto areat mekudeshes. So the Rambi is not a Yerushalmi. That if it's shove pruto, why is afal pishayin l'shove pruto? If it's shove pruto, even if the shtar will be a shtar posul, she'll be mekudeshes midin kesef. Even if he didn't have a das, and we'll have to say this is a sugi that is called kinyan amoyil v'kinyan she'ein amoyil. A person that means to kinyan one kinyan, and he thinks that that works, but there's another kinyan happening in the same time. The shaila if it works b'kiddushin, or if it works b'kalatei rekula or not. So this we'll have to see. And then we'll have to see again, if he gave a shtar and he didn't do a amira, l'chure, if it's not working within shtar, it will have to work within kesef, where's the ma'isa amira? That is no chazach that will have to be mevar. But before that, I want to be oimed in another nekudah in Rashi. Bekesef u'mishtar, v'forash bebraise begemore, noisan lo kesef, oisho bekesef, v'oimer lo, Hareat mekudeshesli. Hareat mekudeshesli. Shtar koisu lanir ava bishavaprut hareat mekudeshesli. Bio boler v'oimer hiskachili bebio zu. And kesef Rashi doesn't say bekesef ze. Beshtar he doesn't say beshtar ze. Lamosh, we are our makpid. We say Ariad Mekudeshesli betabas zuk das Moshe v'Yisrael. We are makpid to say in Shulchan Aruch Paskins that bekesef we say bekesef ze. We'll see Stiras and Rashi. But in our Rashi is interesting. Bekesef he says is kad sheli Ariad Mekudeshesli. Beshtar says Ariad Mekudeshesli. And bebir shtei do'im ala is kad sheli bebir zu. So bepashtes. Could be that as a reason. That Bekrashi holds you don't have to say Bekesef ze, you don't have to say Beshtar ze. The reason Bebiya you have to say Bebiya zu, Biya Be'etzem is Chaye Ishus. If he's not Magdish Bebiya zu, so could be his Kachili Bedvorim, and the Biya is already, they're starting to live, they're starting their life. So B'meile, we have to be Magdish Bebiya zu. If you're not madish bebiya zu, it doesn't help. We'll see some achroinim will answer maybe different that bebiya, you do it before. Not only you do it before, the einim don't see the bebiya. It's before they go into the cheder yichud. So the mele, if you don't speak out, but you go arayat mekudeshesli and they close the door. What the einim know? He has to speak out to the einim that he's going to do a bebiya. But Mele has to say Bibiazu. Masha'inke. Be Kesef Ishtar, he doesn't have to say. But Be'ez Hashem, again, I just want to ask, like I said before, Hasmode, 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 Amola, Amola, Amola. And I want really that, I want to finish in time, I want to finish, but only if we could really that everyone will be here 1:10.